This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We've all been watching over the past couple of weeks students set up encampments in universities all over the country first and then all over the world, alhamdulillah. And to say that it's been, you know, something that we're proud of or what have you, I feel like that would be too patronizing, because they are actually not a source of pride as much as they're a source of inspiration. You know, we aspire to be like them. Students have become the leaders after watching for 7 months our politicians fail, our community leaders fail, the adults, so to speak, fail. And so students took it upon themselves to risk their careers, to risk their graduations, to risk their academic futures, and they said in one voice that, you know, our educations are not more important than the education of the children of Gaza, as we saw all 12 universities in Gaza be destroyed, as we saw their school systems, their journalists, their scholars be killed, and what's being called scholasticide. And so this is a beautiful effort, and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept from all of us. And so in line of that spirit of just wanting to support the students in whatever way that we can, I wanted to share just a couple of quick points. Number one, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. He says, know that victory comes with sabr. Victory comes with sabr. What is sabr? Sabr is generally translated as patience, but it's actually much more than just patience. It's a much bigger word than patience. Sabr is resilience. Sabr is perseverance. Sabr is grit. Sabr is fortitude. All of that is included in the word sabr. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's what victory comes with. If you look and you actually see people who are successful in any field of human endeavor, in anything, whether it's academics, whether it's athletics, whether it's business, you will find that they are different in all of their qualities, or they might be different in all of their qualities. But one quality that is shared is the quality of perseverance. They persevere. And so when you are in an encampment, one of the most important qualities that you have is the ability to just persevere, to overcome obstacles that are going to come your way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you who believe, have sabr. And out sabr the others. Be more patient than everybody else. And hold fast. And then have taqwa of Allah. With all of that, have taqwa of Allah. And in that, you'll be successful. So the first thing is the importance of sabr. And then the issue of how is a person steadfast upon the truth. This is the truth that we're upon. That, I mean, it sounds silly that this is a truth that needs to be declared, but that the children of Gaza deserve to live, that the women of Gaza deserve to live, that the men of Gaza deserve to live, that the elderly of Gaza deserve to live, and that they all deserve to live with dignity. But how is a person steadfast, and what do we see to be the causes of steadfastness in the Quran? And I'll share with you four quick points. How can a person be steadfast in a time when people are opposing them? How can a person be steadfast upon the truth? The first thing is to ask it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the ultimate and the greatest cause of steadfastness. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِدْتَ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Allah says about the Prophet that if we did not make you steadfast, you might have been inclined to the mushrikeen a little bit. You might have kind of just, you know, let me just negotiate this and negotiate that, and let me, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made you steadfast. And so recognizing that a person isn't steadfast because of their own integrity or their own values or their own strength of character, but rather because it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're in an encampment like this, you need to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reminding each other to ask Allah for steadfastness. That's number one. Number two is to actually make a lot of dhikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and Harun to one of the greatest tyrants ever, and that is Fir'aun. And he said, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَأَخُوكَ بِآيَاتِ وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. Allah says, you and your brother, go with my signs and do not be lax in remembering me. The dhikr of Allah strengthens the body and it strengthens the spirit. And so while you're here, لا إله إلا الله, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad, right? It strengthens your body and it strengthens your spirit. So that's the second. And that's literally an ingredient that the Prophet, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Musa and Harun. You're going to a tyrant, what should you do? Make a lot of dhikr. Remember me a lot. Number three is to make istighfar, to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. مَا كَانَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. They said, oh Allah, forgive us our sins and forgive us our transgressions regarding your right, and make our feet steadfast and give us victory over the disbelieving people. And so making istighfar becomes a source of steadfastness and success. And if you reflect on the last verse of Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. I always used to reflect on and question, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to seek forgiveness and then says, you are our protector, so grant us victory over the disbelieving people. At the end of Ali Imran.
Al-Baqarah.
No, Ali Imran. You're right, Al-Baqarah. You're right. So at the end of Al-Baqarah. Why is that? Because, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, there's nothing that causes defeat more than a person's sins. There's nothing that causes defeat more than a person's sins. Umar ibn Khattab used to write all over the Muslim world, and he used to say that إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. He would say to them, you are given victory. In the frontiers of the Muslim lands, he would say, you're given victory because of the heavens, not because of your resources, not because of your strategy, not because of your wit. You're given support because of your support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so securing support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through istighfar is the greatest. And then the last thing that I'll mention is by reflecting on the Qur'an a lot. Reflecting on the Qur'an a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one of the reasons why the stories of the prophets in general was revealed. Like, why do we know the story of Musa, and why do we know the story of Yunus, and why do we know the story of Yusuf? Why all of these stories? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلًّا نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتْ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah says, we have revealed to you the stories of the prophets, that which will give your heart firmness. It gives you resolve. And so the stories of the prophets gives us resolve. You see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was expelled from his city. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outcasted. Musa was outcasted. Ibrahim alayhi salam was outcasted. They stood upon the truth. They stood alone at times. They were ostracized at times. They were mocked at times. They were belittled at times. They were considered to be insignificant at times. You see how the wicked maneuvered as well. And so that gives the person resolve that they know that I am walking a path that was walked before me, and I know that at the end of the day, al-aqiba lil-muttaqin, that the people of taqwa are the ones who win. And so these are our four quick points. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless everybody who participated in building this encampment and supporting it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all a reason to be proud when we meet Him, inshaAllah. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khair.